they always had a black mama, what they called their black mama, and they had their white mama, and they really loved them. And one that was a black mama too, about three or four of my children, lives in Detroit now. And she comes home, and when she comes to see us, and she comes and sits down, and she drinks coffee with me, and we have a great time visiting, you know. And I would feel perfectly free to go see Dolores if I ever went to Detroit, you know. Mm-hmm. But she's just as sweet, and she loves my children, and she has to come and hug them all, you know, and she really loves them. And they love her too. But if the leaders, if the government would just leave us alone now, they've got us integrated, if they would leave us alone, I believe we could go back to loving one another. We could go back if left alone long enough. But you can always tell when they have been to a meeting. And they have these meetings on Sunday in their churches. And I'm afraid they're using their churches for that rather than preaching the gospel of Christ. The kids would begin to get along real good at school, and they'll all be friends. And then on Monday morning, here they come in militant boy, you know. And they're calling our kids white trash and hokies and, you know, and all this stuff. And it gets pretty bad sometimes.
What would you call the French people down south of here?
Well, we call them South Louisiana French and Creoles. And, of course, you know, they're not all Creoles.
What's a Creole exactly?
A Creole is mixed blood. Well, he can be mixed with Negro mostly, mixed with Negro. And some of them are mixed with white, but I think generally when they say Creole, they mean mixed with Negro. Mm-hmm.
What would you call just the white French people down there? Do you ever hear another name for them?
No.
What about
just Coonish? French people. Coonish, yes, but that's not used too much up here. A Coonie isn't used too much. Italians, you know, some people say WAP for Italian. Mm-hmm. Nobody here calls Italians WAPs. It's Italian. They say Italian.
Coonan.
No, that's very ugly.
How does Coonie sound?
That doesn't sound too good, and Coonass is terrible. We don't say Coonies very much. We just say, you know, South Louisianans, people from South Louisiana. And like that. And we have a lot of people from South Louisiana that have moved up here and live here now, you know, and all. And really, I didn't know there was such a thing as people being called Coonies until, you know, I was grown and married a long, long time. You know, they were just people from South Louisiana.
What would you call someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just look at him and see that, you know, immediately that he comes from way out in the country?
Oh. I don't know. Mostly farmers. They're farmers that are there, backwoods. Mm-hmm. You'd say somebody, you know, lives way out in the backwoods. Now, you know, I told you a while ago, I said, you're not going to hear that unless you get in the backwoods. You know, somebody has lived in the backwoods all their lives.
Would you ever call someone like that a Hoosier or a Cracker?
No. Hoosier sounds like Kansas, doesn't it? I would think, or some state like that.
And if you didn't know where someone was born, you might ask, where does he, what from?
Where's he come from? Where was he born?
Okay, and you said he was here on the train last night.
He came on the train last night, came here on the train last night.
Okay, and he has what to this area?
He has moved to this area, or he's come to this area to live.
And you say, if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you say you had to start work before?
Before morning, before day?
Or before sun?
Before sunrise.
And we worked until?
Sundown.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun?
Rising.
And
or coming up. Sometimes we say the sun's coming up.
You say, 6 o'clock this morning the sun?
Rose, or the sun came up.
And when I got outside, the sun had already?
Was already up, or it was already coming up, or had already come up?
It had already?
It had already rose, or?